Is it possible, do you think, for a democracy to defend itself undemocratically and still survive?
No, absolutely not. Not in my opinion.
But isn't that what all secret services do?
No, the notion of secret services is that they do with their left hand what the government would like to do with its right hand, so to speak. That the government lays down its policy and the secret service, by secret means, furthers that policy. That presupposes that governments know what they want. And what has happened with the Central Intelligence Agency in particular is that you have frequently a weak, fumbling government where your chief executive is absorbed by all sorts of other activities, and you have a lot of experts in a hothouse hacking out policy and then carrying it out. So they're doing both jobs. And you abdicate to a secret service, the CIA, which is heaven knows how many times the American state, the size of the American State Department, and has an appropriation which would be larger than our own national budget, I should think. You delegate to that organization not only the execution, the clandestine execution of policy, but alas, for want of a better one, the formation of policy.
So the Secret Service is strong when government is...
The Secret Service, that's right, is at its most autonomous when the government dithers. And jeepers, we know about that.